Hello, brothers and sisters. I'm Sister Ann Shields, and welcome once more to Food for Journey. Today, we look at the continuation of the readings from the Acts of the Apostles, the stories, not stories in the sense of fiction, but the accounts of all that Jesus did for his people, that he was with them, even though he had left them, he was with him. And they encountered Christ because of the miracles that he wrought. And brothers and sisters, there are so many ways in which Christ is revealing himself to us today, and we don't expect it, and so we don't see it. I ask that God would increase your faith today, that with eyes of faith and ears of faith, that you would be able to take a look at the world and to see where God is acting. Go where God is acting, at least in your mind and your heart, if not in your body. Go where God is acting. Pay attention. Draw near. Feed on God's word. Feed on God's action, that you may be increased in faith, that you may find that your own heart is growing wider and bigger to embrace all that God is doing. God wants to do that in your heart. You know, and the Easter season is not just a time to commemorate, as I've so often said, to commemorate a past event. It's to celebrate a lived reality that Christ is among us. Christ risen from the dead is here among us. Pay attention to where he's acting. Pay attention. Ask God, ask his Holy Spirit, show me where you're acting. Show me how you're acting, that I may be grateful to you, that I may draw near to you, that I too may grow in faith and point the way for others to come to you. The opening prayer today says, O God, perfect light of the blessed, by whose gift we celebrate the Paschal mysteries on earth, bring us, we pray, to rejoice in the full measure of your grace for ages unending. May we be drawn to you, not just for now, not just in this experience, not just in this place, not just in this way that we can encounter you, but that we may be with you for ages unending. Let's pray for that today. The first reading is taken from the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 11, verses 1 to 18. The apostles and the brothers who were in Judea heard that the Gentiles too had accepted the word of God. You know, to put it in the vernacular, wow. The apostles and the brothers who were in Judea heard that the Gentiles too had accepted the word of God. So, when Peter went up to Jerusalem, the circumcised believers confronted him, saying, "You entered the house of uncircumcised people and ate with them?" You see, God is moving in a new direction, and man's laws have to begin to take on the new reality that Christ is risen from the dead, that the Messiah has come. So when Peter went up to Jerusalem, the circumcised believers confronted him, saying, "You entered the house of uncircumcised people and ate with them?" Peter began and explained it to them step by step, saying, so notice this, he's going to tell them, right, this is what happened. I was at prayer in the city of Joppa when in a trance I had a vision, something resembling a large sheet coming down, lowered from the sky by its four corners, and it came to me. Looking intently into it, I observed and saw the four-legged animals of the earth, the wild beasts, the reptiles, the birds of the sky. I also heard a voice say to me, "Get up, Peter, slaughter and eat." But I said, "Certainly not, sir, because nothing profane or unclean has ever entered my mouth." They had all kinds of rules about what was clean, what was able to be eaten, what was able to be worn, all those kinds of things. There was a definite distinction between what was clean, that is, what was worthy of God, and what was not. But a second time, says Peter, a voice from heaven answered, "What God has made clean, you are not to call profane. So always, brothers and sisters, we need to be seeking the Lord, always. Live our lives in line with the teaching of the church, always. What God has made clean, you are not to call profane. This happened 3 times, and then everything was drawn up again into the sky. Then 3 men appeared at the house where we were, who had been sent to me from Caesarea, and the Spirit told me to accompany them without discriminating. So all kinds of things are suddenly shifting, and Peter's saying, this is just what happened. I didn't decide this. I had a vision. God spoke to me. The Spirit told me to accompany them without discriminating. These 6 brothers also went with me, and we entered the man's house. And he related to us how he had seen the angel standing in his house, saying, send someone to Joppa and summon Simon, who is called Peter, who will speak words to you by which you and all your household will be saved. So God chose this person, this pagan, to be the one to receive the words of Peter. The words, actually, of God himself. God orchestrates everything, brothers and sisters. It's just that we, and sometimes they're more miraculous, like this situation. Open your eyes. Open your ears to the way in which God wants to speak to your heart. I don't mean you're going to go around and have all kinds of visions, though God could do that. God could do anything. But be attentive. Be attentive. There are times when I sense that I should speak to a certain person. Pay attention to that. There are times when I feel called to pray more deeply for a situation. Stop. Do it. God can prompt us by His Holy Spirit. Yes, we need to test things. Yes. Test them against the Word of God. Not, I don't mean against in opposition to, but let it reflect. Let the situation be reflected in the Word of God. Is it true? Is it real? Should I pay attention to it? Seek discernment from other people. But oftentimes God is prompting us just by a thought in a way that we too can serve, in a way that we can be present to other people when they are in need. Send someone to Joppa and summon Simon, who is called Peter, who will speak words to you by which you and all your household will be saved. As I began to speak, notice he hadn't completed. As I began to speak, the Holy Spirit fell upon them as it had upon us at the beginning. And I remembered the word of the Lord, how he had said, John baptized with water, but you will be baptized with the Holy Spirit. If then God gave them the same gift he gave to us when we came to believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, who was I to be able to hinder God? And when they heard this, they stopped objecting. They heard the truth of what Peter was saying. They glorified God, saying, God has then granted life-giving repentance to the Gentiles too, to the pagans. God does not discriminate. Every tribe, tongue, people, and nation, be careful. Be careful that you are not in your daily life discriminating, putting outside people God has created. And people that God wants to love. I still have ringing in my head a comment that a priest made about ISIS or ISIL, however we want to designate it. And he said, pray for them, because another Paul may rise out of their midst who will turn to Christ. Pray for them. And so we should. Psalm 42, a thirst is my soul for the living God. A thirst is my soul for the living God. Is your soul a thirst for the living God? Do you hunger for him? Do you cherish the time you spend with him? Do you eagerly seek out opportunities when you have a few moments free? Is your soul a thirst for the living God? Ask the Holy Spirit for that grace. Increase my hunger, Lord. Increase my thirst. John chapter 10, verses 1 to 10. Jesus said, "Amen, amen, I say to you, whoever does not enter the sheepfold through the gate, but climbs over elsewhere, is a thief and a robber." And who is the gate? Who is the gate but Jesus? He is the way to the Father. But whoever enters through the gate is the shepherd of the sheep. The gatekeeper opens it for him, and the sheep hear his voice as he calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. When he has driven out all his own, he walks ahead of them, and the sheep follow him because they recognize his voice. But they will not follow a stranger. They will run away from him because they do not recognize the voice of strangers. Although Jesus used this figure of speech, they did not realize what he was trying to tell them. So Jesus said again, "Amen, amen, I say to you, look, you can't be any clearer than this, I am the gate for the sheep. All who came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not listen to them. I am the gate. Whoever enters through me will be saved and will come in and go out and find pasture. A thief comes only to steal and slaughter and destroy. I came so that they may have life and have it more abundantly." Jesus is the door. Jesus is the gate. Jesus is the shepherd. Will you draw near to him? Will you draw your life from him? Brothers and sisters, it's essential. He's the shepherd. He's the one who keeps out the thieves, the wolves, the marauders who come to steal and to destroy your soul. Will you allow him to shepherd you? You go to him for food. You go to him for drink. You follow him where he leads you throughout the day. Brothers and sisters, this is real. It's an image, yes. It's an image, but more than that, there is a reality in Christ. He is the good shepherd, and he desires to be your shepherd, to care for you, to rescue you, to feed you, to protect you, to defend you, to gather you with others that you may be secure. God wants to do all that for you in his Son, Jesus. I am the good shepherd. I know mine, and mine know me. Do you know him? Do you recognize his voice? Do you sense his presence? Do you seek after him? Rid yourself of sin again and again and again, and your eyes will open, and your ears will be unstopped, and your heart will widen. And you will be able to welcome him more and more deeply into your own life. He is the good shepherd. He tends his flock to every need, big and small. He is your shepherd. But let him shepherd you. Don't you tell him what to do. Let him shepherd you, and you will know peace. God bless you. Brothers and sisters, I have a new booklet on the mercy of God available to you. It is entitled The Mercy of God and the Joy Repentance Brings. I really urge you to read it. You can access it and receive it free by calling 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. The Mercy of God and the Joy Repentance Brings. God bless you.